All right, we are here. This is, it's haunting season once again. October, Halloween season doesn't even start anymore in October. It starts in mid-September because next week, September 11th, the Disney Halloween haunt season starts. And then the week after that, Halloween Horror Night starts. And then the week after that, Knott's Scary Farm starts, along with Six Flags Fright Fest. And we are going to be touching on all of those. Joining me, you will remember him from last October in one of the highest rated episodes in horrific network history, especially as far as episodes without a celebrity guest. What, it's like top two rated episodes.
That's the first time I'm hearing about this.
The Halloween adventure from last year. My cohort, Kevin, is back to talk about the shit that we are going to see this year.
Hell yes. Am I not excited? I am so fucking excited. Literally, my balls are tingling right now. Tingle. They are fucking tingling. I cannot wait. I wait all year for this. All year. I literally, if I could, I would take the whole month off and do, like, whatever drugs and all that shit, put it all together, and let's just go hardcore for a month. That's what I say.
This year brings new opportunity with the Periscope app, so I can say we will be Periscoping from all the events, and then we will be loading it onto our channels later on, as well as compiling a podcast of all the highlights like we did last year in the car, in the bar, in the hotel room, high, drunk, tweaking out in the Tooth Fairy room. The Tooth Fairy room is back.
The fucking furry wall. Can we just go back to Knott's last year? When I told you, I said, hey, Jimmy, you should probably not eat that. Not all of it, at least. Oh, no, you ate it. All of it. And then we're waiting to be let in the evening, and you're like, I am fucking tripping balls. Not in a good way. Not in a good way. I'm losing my shit. I was like, dang, bro, take a deep breath. We're going to make it. And your face was like stock white. I was like, oh, shit. And we were there for like 35 minutes just standing there doing nothing. And I know you were like, you're peaking hard.
I sure was. Fantastic. Let's get it started with the event that will come first, and that'll be September 26th. Opening weekend, we'll be at Fright Fest, and this year they have a new house that is based on the Clown Scare Zone, and this is called Carnival Death Under the Big Top. And it says that the walls are aged and covered in blood. The underside of a smoke-filled canopy is washed in a dim red eerie light. Welcome to the sideshow. Beware something sinister that lurks under the big top. The clowns have all gone crazy, and the smell of death is in the air. No one is safe. Enter if you dare. And then it goes on to like a novel about this clown Bunko. I mean, whoever organized this thing like took a lot of time to give this thing a backstory that you're probably not going to care about. Just know that it is a evil clown thing. I'm excited that this October, especially since Halloween, Horror Nights in Hollywood, at least, is not really touching on the clown, that Six Flags, they're throwing the clown in there.
I can tell you right now, they spent more money on whoever wrote this shit than they did on the mazes, okay?
Dude.
Like, I can tell you that right now.
It's an essay. This is an essay right now about, his name is Bunko, and he craved in revenge on his formal employees, and essentially anyone still having fun. So he's a clown who doesn't like to have fun.
In Northern California, by the way. Not Southern.
This is, yes, North. This is in Vallejo. This is Marine World. Everybody's, you know, mad. Blackfish is pretty much running Marine and SeaWorld out of business right now. And apparently this clown is one of the disgruntled employees.
Someone did their, like, thesis on this guy, for real. This is, like, hella long.
Slaughterhouse Pig Farms. This was one of my favorite haunted houses at this event last year. It had a very Texas Chainsaw Massacre feel. In Marine World, there's like this hill, kind of like Magic Mountain, like half the size of that big-ass hill at Magic Mountain that you walk up. So you like went through three buildings, and then they like made you walk up and around this hill and then back down into like three more buildings. And they had like crash cars and shit on the hill. It was really well done. This is like the slaughterhouse is, like a theme that you see in every haunted generic event. Theirs, it says that, the Slaughterhouse Pig Farm, a formerly condemned family-owned pork processing plant where human flesh is used to keep down costs. The slaughterhouse has reopened, but a mystery meat remains just that way. A mystery. And then, again, kudos to the guy who wrote all these things, because Jesus Christ.
I'm going to read that. Can I get a TLDR, please? I don't fucking know what the fuck is going on. Too long, didn't read. Wow, so what they do, fucking outsource their meat from China? Like, what is going on? Human flesh?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this where we're going to be walking around? It's going to be like sizzling and smell like pork and bacon and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the concept is very much like every other slaughterhouse. Like, you got like the hillbilly inbred people and they're cannibalistic or whatever. But this one was, for whatever reason, it was just better than all the other ones.
Yeah. So you said you went into three buildings, went up a hill, there was crash cars, came back down, there's three more buildings.
Yeah, you like
was
went.
Was it big? Was it small?
Yeah, was it no, long? It was big. It was probably one of the bigger haunted houses that they had there. Because mm-hmm. you walked in kind of like through the, what would be the, like, restaurant or like the face for the public, what they would, okay. This family would be saying. So you walk through there. You get scared at, like, the counter. You walk through the kitchen. You kind of see, like, the meat getting grinded, body parts everywhere type of a thing. Make your way out of that series of rooms. You walk through the hill, and it was, like, a series of so you had the crash cars, and then you had people that, like, had left the car, and this hillbilly family had, like, stalked them through the woods and killed them, and now they're, like, dragging them back into the restaurant type of a thing. And, so they had, like, the white sheets and shit, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre style. And then as you came back into buildings, the second set of buildings was, like, the family's barn in their house. So very Texas Chainsaw Massacre feeling in that regard. And then you were done. But it was
pretty cool. Pretty much all copyrighted, but they just slapped a new name on it.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. And they did it like half as good as Halloween Horror Nights, but it was still pretty good compared to some of them. Like this one. This is another returning one, the Boathouse at Blood Lake. Long ago, the murky waters of Blood Lake, so named for the fate of so many here, was home to millions of fish. The site was also known as a premier fishing spot in all of California. Fishermen from all over the world journey to this very site to cast their lines in the most desirable of fishing locations. Fishermen from all over the world journey to this very site to cast their line. He repeated it. So later on, tragedy, blah, 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 another long paragraph thing. But so basically what this is it's built right at the front of the park. It's like the first haunted house that you see, and it's on this ride, like those big boat rides where it goes up a hill, does like a horseshoe shape, and drops down, and people stand on the bridge and get soaking wet.
Okay.
So they close it down, and the ride is built inside of the loading bay for that.
Do you know what the picture of this guy looks like?
He kind of looks like the Joker.
No, he kind of looks like, oh my God, what am I thinking of? Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Look at his hair and stuff.
Yeah, the hair. Yeah. The eyes and the blood around the mouth are very Heath Ledger-ish.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, this one is actually pretty funny because I walked through. I had a group. I had a mom and two girls that were, like, 6 years old in front of me. And then I had a group of, like, six teenagers, like 12, 13. And The six teenagers, as we're walking into this thing, asked me if they could hold my hand.
Yeah.
And
did they hold your hand?
They tried to, yeah. And then, so as they did that, as they were holding my hand, the two girls, toddler age girls, were not scared whatsoever. It was funny to see like 2 6-year-olds not scared, and
then you shitting your pants,
and then the teenagers, yeah, literally having seizures and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, detour really quick, small detour. We went and watched Sinister last night, and I scared the living shit out of you a couple times. God, that's so funny. I can't wait for this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you so good. You got to get me, man. You got to get me. You got to get me back.
I will give it my biggest attempt.
There was a few times last night where I almost shit my pants, though, for real. That shit, it wasn't scary, but it did make me jump a few times.
Yeah. Definitely, like I said, definitely nowhere near as bad as the Vatican tapes, for sure.
Oh my God, that was miserable. I mean, there's not many movies where I stopped and was like, can I leave? And that's me. I love movies. Even terrible movies, I love terrible movies. But that movie was just like not terrible. I mean, it was terrible, but it was like, it was all like not funny terrible at all. Waste of my time, terrible. Vatican tapes.
Dude, Vatican tapes, horrible. For sure.
What else is... There's a dance macabre.
Well, I don't know what the hell that is, but since we're on the note of terrible, let's talk about Scrapyard of the Dead, because this house was bad last year. Really? And
their website is bad.
The guy who was working this maze when I walked into it, he was trying to like act like, I hope you're ready to get scared, man. I hope you're ready. I was like, I am ready, sir. Let me go in. Pretty much all Scrapyard of the Dead is like some chain link fences with black walls, and then they have some pipes and shit. That's it.
There's some pipes and shit.
That was the end of it.
It was like their black. It was like their back lot that had some trash on it, and they just called it a maze.
This thing, literally, people were scaring each other like what you do to get reactions out of everybody because there's no one in there scaring anybody.
That sucks. Maybe that maze had an off night that night.
Nightmare Manor, this is probably one that has the most detail to it. The stately Victorian mansion on Willowbleas Street was once the largest and most envied house on the block. Explore 13 evil rooms, including the parlor, the library, the dusty room, the hall of portraits, the demented dungeon. Just be sure to avoid the restless, vengeful spirits who are inside. This one was pretty good. You walked through a house. It was big. They had a lot of like auto animatronic type stuff where a guy would like step on something and then something else would have something in the other side of the room would go off.
Yeah.
So it was a cool haunted house. It was a haunted house that was based on a haunted house. So they did a good job with it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm excited to see this one.
And that actually looks like it.
What's Mount Rotten Cemetery? There's a few more things in here.
That would be a scare zone.
Okay.
So Mount Rotten Cemetery. Oh, they do have Captain Bloat's Shipwreck of Horror. This was my all-time favorite haunted house at this event. Before we get into it, yeah, the way you saw Mount Rotten Cemetery, there's one called Arachnid Alley, and then Zombie Quarantine. Those are their three scare zones.
Zombie Quarantine, of course.
Yeah. So that'll be a scare zone.
Phone it in, Six Flags.
The dance macabre closing thing, the aftermath, those two things are like, if you can imagine, God, what's the band? One Direction with skeleton face paint, and they're just singing today's pop hits. That's what we got with that. That, so, you know, you can, there will be a crowd that gathers in front to watch that. If
you know, I forgot to ask you, what time does this go till? Like, what's the time?
I think it's, well, this is like an all-day thing. So you pay to get in to Six Flags, and you're there all day riding rides or whatever, and then they have booths that you buy your haunted house wristband at. So you can go and spend the day there, like, literally from, like, 12 to 12.
Yeah. Damn.
The haunted house is open when the sun goes down, usually, so 6:30, 7 o'clock, people will start lining up for the haunted houses.
Okay.
So, you have, yeah, like we were saying, the three houses, or the three scare zones, rather, the two, the opening and closing shows kind of the same thing, but without question, if you don't want to pay the extra 10 to do all the haunted houses, and you want to just wait in line, I did this one twice. Captain Bloat's Shipwreck of Horror. The first time I did this thing, I was completely alone. I was the only front-of-the-line person, and the guy literally stopped the other line, told me to go, and, like, held the other line until I, like, was two rooms deep into the haunted house. I was completely by myself. This thing is badass. This will be the first one we go to. This is in the shark exhibit.
Yeah.
So where you used to do the shark tunnel thing.
Yeah.
So what they do is you go in backwards, and they build in the little courtyard that is part of the exit of the shark experience. They build a sunken pirate ship.
Yeah.
And so in the pirate ship, there is obviously, like, Davy Jones-esque pirates from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So you're walking through this thing, and they, like, build the sunken pirate ship around a shark aquarium. So you're walking through rooms, and all the while, every other room, you see the glass from the aquarium, and there's fish swimming around. It's just a cool environment. It's a cool haunted house. They do a good job. They that right there, between the shark haunted house, the slaughterhouse haunted house, and the Victorian haunted house, those three I felt like were worth the money.
Okay.
The other group of them, there's one that I'm glad they got rid of. I'm assuming that the clown haunted house is taking the place of it. I can't remember what it was called, but as bad as the Scrapyard of the Dead was, this one was twice as bad. I mean, you literally, like, walked down a ramp, walked through a couple things, saw, like, a demon statue, and walked back up, and that was it. So there was, like, there was nothing going on.
That's funny.
So excited to see what they do with the clown versus that, for sure.
How about the Awakening?
That is the dance thing.
Okay.
They have that, and then they have, like, a Halloween-themed show with the dolphins. That's that music dance thing with Dredge.
Okay.
So all that is available for you. They, you know, their scare zones. The spider scare zone was pretty cool. The makeup, they had, like, these guys that were transforming into giant spiders. It was interesting.
Yeah.
So,
So that's Six Flags.
Yeah, so with that, we move into where we will be Halloween weekend. First time we've done this on actual Halloween weekend. Kind of surprised with that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we move on to where we will be October 30th. Not Scary Farm.
Yeah.
So, you're going to have to do most of the recollection for some of these haunted houses, because I was in some shit last year.
Well, Forevermore, it's a theme of the Edgar Allan Poe type stories, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this one is. The Raven, obviously. There was a lot of that last year. The Forevermore Killer. So he's, like, going through the Edgar Allan Poe, you know, stories, like, killing. Each room was kind of, like, a different story. I don't know if this one made a huge impression on me last year, really.
I can remember, like, going through a barn and seeing, like, the pent and the pendulum thing.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, the giant raven. They had her on, like, a trampoline, like, bungee cord thing. She would jump down.
Yeah.
I remember us going into it thinking it was going to be really cool and coming out of it not that impressed.
Yeah. The only thing I remember is a room that was kind of bloody. The one that got me is, like, I don't know why this always gets me, but, like, weird news stories on, like, old TVs. That shit, like, always gets me. I don't know why. Like, some Texas Chainsaw Massacre footage shit on, like, an old tube TV.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
which
yeah,
I remember they were
like
doing.
The only part I really remember from that one, you know, besides the like the Raven chick and the, you know, some other things, but
yeah, we'll do the returning haunted houses first, and then we'll get into what's new for this year. So Forevermore returns. Also returning is Black Magic, which, to quote you, on our way down to LA last year in the preview section of the Halloween Adventure. To quote Kevin, hell yeah, I want to get into some black magic, if you know what I mean.
give me some of that black magic.
So a bit.
I'm just the white part of the Oreo, girl. Let me get up in that black magic.
It was like a seance type thing, and then you walk through Houdini's theater, and he materializes. You go backstage. I remember that was the scene that really scared me the most. They had, like, the assistants pop out at you backstage and shit.
Yeah.
Then the final... I was kind of bummed because we walked into, like, the final scene in the middle of him doing something. So he was, like, talking. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then all of a sudden, flames, like, shot out from everywhere. And it was like... And they're like, you need to get out. Move, move, move. And so...
You're like, okay.
So, yeah, it was... I think Forevermore is probably a little bit better.
Yeah. But
they're probably in the same category. Returning this year, this will be our third time experiencing his magical story... Pinocchio Unstrung,
which is not horrible, I don't think. At least what I remember. Do you remember? I don't think it was horrible.
No, it's not. It's like if Pinocchio never got his wish from the blue fairy, never
and then did some fucking hardcore ass drugs like shrooms mixed with like cocaine and meth and shit.
Yeah, he's definitely not your Disney Pinocchio. And he turns an army of wooden puppets against humanity, and they slaughter people, skin them, and then stick their skin over their wooden bodies to try to appear human.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up. That is fucked up.
And so you go through every phase of the film. You go to Pleasure Island, but it's like been burned down to a certain point. You go through Monstro's stomach, but he is like beached and rotting. You see the blue fairy, but they've like ripped her wings off and ripped her eyes out. You see all the different ones, and then yeah, it's definitely not a Disney one, but it is a good maze. Pinocchio Unstrung, obviously they felt that it's a good maze. They've kept it now for 4 years, I think. We've seen it. This will be the third time we've done it. And I think it's been, this will be its fourth year. So good on Pinocchio.
Yeah. Two things making me sad right here that I'm not seeing. I see a voodoo one, Order of the Serpent. Yeah. Do you think it's going to be in the same place as last time, like the voodoo type area? Remember the two that are by the wooden roller coaster? Well, Trick or Treat's by the wooden roller coaster. But the other two, remember the ones that we thought were going to be shit?
And oh, God, your dominion of the damned is not there.
Oh, my God, that was so good. That was so good.
Kevin's favorite maze.
Last year, that was the one that stood out.
Kevin's favorite maze of all time.
Seriously. At least at Knott's, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I wonder if we'll get
that
into...
That shit totally came out from left field, though. Tell me it didn't surprise the shit out of you. We went in there being like, we're over here, so I guess we'll just do this really quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we came out like, holy fuck, let's go again.
Yeah. When we get into the new stuff for this year, I'm guessing one of them will be in that location and will be back-to-back with... I should say back to front with the Tooth Fairy, because the Tooth Fairy is back. The Furry Room is coming back.
Yeah.
I can only hope I'm in the same frame of mind for the second year as I was in the first. Because
it was dark as hell in that freaking room, though. Like, it was, like, darker than pitch black.
That maze puts you through some shit. That maze, I mean, they got little kids in windows and shit. Before you walk in and you're going in, and it's a fucked up maze, the Tooth Fairy. And then you see him / her. It's just, it's a scary maze.
Yeah.
Trick or Treat returns. I'm assuming it'll be in the same spot, like we just said. It got better the second time we saw it. The first year, I remember we went through it and we were like, fuck, this is it. No. And then last year when we went through it, they, like, amped it up a little bit. It was better than it was the first time. So hopefully it'll be better, even better again the third time. The witch in Trick or Treat is, like, their icon for Knott's Scary Farm.
Like, the one that opens the whole thing. Is she going to be opening it this year, does it say?
I would assume so. Because they are bringing back that hanging show thing. So she's... instrumental in the theming of Knott's, so this is technically her house, I guess. It is ironically played by a man most of the time. So that's that. You're basically just walking through her house on Halloween night, and there's trick-or-treaters and shit scaring you. The voodoo comes back. This time it's Order of the Serpent. Last year there was a lot of love, if you know what I mean. In voodoo, extra love in costume. I don't know why, but I guess maybe I was sobering up at the point when we went through voodoo the second time. It was a lot better.
Yeah.
So scenery.
Well, what was weird is there was two mazes in there.
Yeah.
Inside there was a left and a right, and it was weird because it's not like you had a choice. Each time you went through it, I feel like each time we went through it, once we went right and once we went left, which was weird because the person at the door picks which side you go. I think. Do you remember?
And yeah, I remember.
I thought it was really cool because A, I thought I was outside, but I was inside, and B, it was like kind of muggy and warm, like New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, like the swamp feeling, like made me really feel like I was in a swamp. Like out of all the mazes, that made like the atmosphere of that maze made me feel like I was there.
Yeah, no, it was, and it was cool because, like you said, you went right or left, and then they would split you off again.
Yeah,
there was like certain rooms, like they would make you go one way or the other. To split you off a second time. So it's very intricate what they do in that maze. And it looks really cool from the outside. It looks like New Orleans building. So a lot of work to the scenery of that one. The maze that I may have been most disappointed with last year is sadly coming back. I am a little bit surprised they chose to bring this one back instead of your Dominion of the Damned. But the guns,
right.
The gunslinger is back, and they are saying it is a new adventure. He continues the story of the gunslinger. The Red Hand Gang has distributed a burial ground that, or disturbed a burial ground, sorry, that contained a skinwalker relic that has transformed them into werewolves under the Blood Moon curse. Return to the Old West and walk through the bloody footsteps of a betrayed and left for dead gunslinger on his path to retribution. I guess I actually do understand why they would bring this maze back, because that's the other thing that's very heavily themed, not just with Not Scary Farm, but Not Berry Farm, is that Old West feel.
Yeah, well, all their rides, like their mining stuff and everything, it's all minor stuff.
So
Western old shit.
The thing that was disappointing is we went through that maze last year, and it didn't feel like a Western at all. It was weird. It was just kind of blah.
I can't even remember it last year.
Yeah, I just remember, you know, I remember like little bits and pieces, and I just remember thinking like, that is not what I wanted it to be at all.
Yeah. I thought this maze would be where the Dominion of the Damned or whatever would be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking no now. Do you remember where the gunslinger was last year? Was it over by the log ride?
I think so.
I think this is the one we couldn't find, right? Like, we were trying to find it and we couldn't find it? Or
yeah, no? It took us a while.
Okay.
I think it's, like, tucked away. Like, you gotta really follow that map. Because there's a lot of shit in Knott's Berry Farm.
There's no organization. There's some shit in places you're like, where the fuck am I right now?
Yeah. The biggest surprise of the night, as far as what made it fun last year, was the Special Ops Infected experience. And by what made it fun, I mean technical difficulties made this thing fun.
To be honest, we rocked that shit, okay? I got hella points. I got more points than anybody in our freaking group. I didn't go that high in the night, but I was fucking owning it.
Dude, the guy...
They built tension really well. Maybe not even on purpose, I think. I think he was like... Because he was like, get on the walkie, tell him we need extraction or whatever. And we're like yelling at the walkie, which hella didn't fucking work. And then the guy was like, plug it in different slots. So the other guy's like, this other guy in our group is like plugging it all into different slots. He's like, what? Like, it was a customer that was in there plugging that shit in. He's like, I don't know what the fuck hole I'm supposed to put this shit in.
Well, no, it was like, just, go ahead and press this if it fucking works.
And he was just like, keep doing it. And we're like, okay. And then that's when, like, people started coming out of fucking beds and shit. Like ER fucking stretchers and stuff. Gurneys.
Well, yeah. And then your communication thing where you're like, hello, hello, hello. Hello. And he's like, just keep saying it. Just keep saying hello. And you're like, bro, what is this? What's going to happen?
Hello. Hello. Like, what's up, motherfucker? That was crazy.
But I don't know. For what it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You got to shoot at zombies and shit. And... yeah, it wasn't a bad experience.
So the new for 2015 is new high-tech laser guns, twice as many challenging missions. Oh, that's cool. So more. So what is that? Twice as many. So is that two challenging missions now?
Yeah.
So, one times two is two, and then more bloodthirsty zombies, which was cool because if you hit them in the right spot. It did put them down. Like, they knew that there was, like, some kind of thing on them, like collar or something. And they knew that they had that they were dead.
Yes. Yeah. They, like... But they would get back up after a while.
Yeah.
Because at one point when... the one point where we were waiting to, like, leave, they just kept kind of swarming us.
Yeah.
So,
but I thought it was kind of cool. Hopefully they get their shit together and make it really good, but we'll see. This one you had to get a pass for, right? Remember we had to pick a timeout?
Yeah, you
had to like make sure we came back at that time and stuff.
The first thing that you need to do is go to this spot. You'll find it on the map. Reserve your time. They'll give you a ticket that says, essentially, they're giving you a fast pass. And then you'll have a guaranteed go through of it. You're only going to be able to do this thing once, though.
First off, it takes too long. Like, not too long, but it takes some time out of your night to do this, you know?
And right now, your sister is on the phone, so we're going to call Nicole up. She's late.
God damn it.
What else is new? But we will now get Nicole on the phone as we dive into what is actually... It's actually not bad timing. Hello. Nicole Starkey.
Hello.
Nicole Starkey joining the podcast with her brother Kevin. You actually... Better late than never, but you're actually in... Good time, because we just are about to start talking about what is new at Not Scary Farm this year.
Cool. Hey, brother. Long time no see.
Hey. Why couldn't you Skype in?
Because I just got out of the shower.
Oh, gosh.
So, new for this year is something that they're saying is like... The zombie experience. This is called Paranormal Inc. And the three guys on the banner remind me of Kevin's favorite show, The Ghost Adventures.
I fucking love that show.
Oh, shit. I like all that.
The groundbreaking new maze featuring high-flying aerial stunts and scares. Guests investigate a haunted hospital where the patients were tortured for decades by dangerous doctors and nurses. Demonic
hospitals are always scary.
Demonic spirits of the murdered victims have been detected throughout the mysterious halls, while evil medical staff hunt for patients to torture.
And that patient will be you.
That is new for this year. I don't know if they're actually going to give you like a EMF reader, aka fake thing, or if it's just going to be a maze like doing a paranormal investigation, but it has my attention.
I don't know. I mean, there's not really any information on here at all.
Yeah.
But it does say high-flying aerial stunts and scares, so maybe that intrigued me a little.
What?
Yeah. So there's going to be people flying above you. Definitely people flying above you.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
The train ride has been completely redone. And that's one thing Not Scary Farm definitely needed, was to revamp that train ride. Because last year we sat on that train and you had like the uneasy feeling like someone was going to jump out at you because you're in the dark. And nobody jumped out at you.
And nothing happened.
Exactly.
So this one is My Bloody Clementine. There is no tale more vicious and vengeful than that of My Bloody Clementine. Take a grim ride through the transformed Calico Mine where Clementine and her father were murdered centuries ago and their spirits roam the tunnels for those who have killed them. The creative guy said that this will be the most ever people in that ride scaring you.
Well, last year was zero, so
yeah, that's true.
Plus one is
like
good.
Like five people is still the most, so like it could be like half a dozen. You know what I'm kind of bummed they don't do? The very first year we went to Knott's Berry Farm, like 4 or 5 years ago, they had people in the log ride. That was cool.
Oh, that was scary.
That one was well done, I thought.
Dude, those got me good
because
they like reached out and practically grabbed you.
Yeah.
Dang, I can't even remember that.
Yeah, the log ride. You know how it goes down, like, where you're walking right by the log ride as it, like, goes by? You can see, like, everybody's on the path and the log ride goes by.
Anyway. Yeah. I remember the log ride, but I can't remember, like, the getting scared. I don't know.
It's rickety. I hope they changed it.
It's rickety.
What about the last one that we need to do for mazes is the Dead of Winter.
The Dead of Winter. This will be interesting. Escape the icy grasp of the chilling Snow Queen in the Dead of Winter, beckoned by ravenous and beastly army of resurrected Viking warriors. She is hell-bent on avenging her beloved family's murder and preys upon unsuspecting visitors who foolishly enter her border of the border of her icy domain. This is either going to be really cool or dog shit. I feel like this is not going to be.
I feel like this is Frozen, dude. Like, but scary.
This will automatically be my favorite maze if there's any Frozen reference, and Anna and Elsa or and Olaf.
This is gonna be identical to Game of Thrones and the White Walkers. You know why? Because A, it looks like it. B, it even has the writing, the Dead of Winter. It's in the font of Game of Thrones, okay? And this is a blatant fucking ripoff. But I hope it's good. I really do.
And C, Kevin's obsessed with Game of Thrones.
So if anyone would know, it'd be Kev.
Yeah.
It'd be Kev.
It's literally font Ariel or whatever it is, 0.14. I can see that shit. Game of Thrones has the same one.
Upset.
But yeah, I still say if there's like an Olaf just chilling in one of the rooms, it'll win my heart. It'll win my heart right off the get go. If you're gonna take a stab at Disney like that, that's hilarious. Speaking of taking stabs, this show took a major stab at Universal because Universal has yet to nut the fuck up and bring back Bill and Ted.
Oh my god.
The Hanging.
They say they're not bringing it back.
The Hanging is back. The Hanging is back, and I vote for this year's Hanging. We need to hang the executive of Universal Studios Hollywood for being nutless and not bringing back Bill and Ted.
That's
dude, they're going to hang Donald Trump, you watch.
That's probably a pretty strong candidate, actually. I would not be surprised. The Hanging is a like pop culture, very much like Bill and Ted used to be. They poke fun at pop culture, and then they hang the biggest douchebag, Old West style. And
then, I definitely see Ant-Man being a part of it for sure.
Really?
Ant-Man or Paul Rudd?
Ant-Man.
Okay.
And then, or Paul Rudd, both, you know? And then, I don't know, Marvel characters I see a little bit, but, yeah, maybe Donald Trump for sure, or Hillary Clinton, maybe doing, like, a political thing. But what else happened this year? I bet you they say something about Black Lives Matters or something like that.
The other thing the other thing, too, to point out with The Hanging is they do the 13th hour. So this goes from 7 to 2. The 13th hour, like at 1 a.m., I think it is, they do The Hanging again, but they do The Hanging of the Witch, which is like a cool 5-minute thing. They bring the witch out the hangar.
And it's right next to the place with those bomb-ass fucking churros.
The best churros of all.
Kev does not remember the log, right? But it'll remember the churros.
Dude, those churros shit all over Disney churros.
For real. For real. Like, what kind of stuff do you want? You want cheese stuffing? You want strawberry stuffing?
Yeah, dude. They got, like, Bavarian cream in them, chocolate, what the fuck ever. You had a strawberry one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It was so late.
And then the other show that we may need to take some time out to finally see, this other show, because she's back for like the fifth year, and I feel like she's gonna die soon. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, is back again. We have never seen this show.
The real Mistress of the
Dark? Yeah, the real deal. Elvira.
What?
Has a stage show. She's had it every time we've gone. We haven't gone.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
So,
how do I not know this?
We need to maybe make a point to try to make... we should see it.
It's always by the Mexican type... what is that one? You know what I'm talking about. Like the...
Oh, where they did the
Chupacabra or the...
Right,
the,
right.
The dead chick, the Mexican dead chick. It's all by those mazes, usually.
Yep.
Kevin's Hispanic.
So... so, now, two out of the three done. Now we're moving in to the big one. First and foremost, before we get into the big two, let's take a moment to talk about Halloween Horror Nights Singapore, because this is an event that continues to grow every year, and this year Singapore, they're doing it based on like a Chinese prophecy, like end of the year doomsday thing. They're going to have four mazes at HHN Singapore, I believe. And it's loading up slow for a Chinese website here. So...
You know someone dies at that HHN.
They have a haunted house called Welcome to SG Block 50. The HHN 5, so this is their fifth year... virus is turning residents into HDB block into ramping fledge eating zombies. Emergency services have even brought been brought in to contain the situation, but it may all be in vain. Find your way through the carnage. So a zombie maze. They
find my way on how to turn off the fucking volume on this website. That's what I would love. Jesus Christ.
They have this Block 50 thing listed twice. Oh, no, okay. The Tunnel People. So, dwelling in the darkness of a subterranean passageway, the Tunnel People have been biding their time for the rise of the Blood Moon. As you feel your way into their foreboding domain, what waits and what you will be able to... What horrors await, and will you even be able to see them? So that sounds like it's going to be like a blackout type maze.
I'm like, damn, Singapore, bring that shit for real. This is dope.
Hell House. Make yourself at home, but be warned, the Blood Moon has awakened the paper savants. The Effigy House. And you will soon be feeling the heat, because nothing here is made to be burnt. I'm sorry, everything is made to be burnt. Yeah. And the last one, mercifully, is True Stories The Mert. An underground train station built at a Malay burial site is torn asunder as a curse is fulfilled by the rise of the Blood Moon. Toyos, Hot, Reyes, and Pinoka, sorry I can't speak Singapore, now stalk for victims, and the tracks lead you back into time to the author of the curse. So that seems like the haunted house, the main guy, girl, whatever the icon is haunted house. So good on you, Singapore. Good on you for continuing to grow your event.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about first, Orlando or our Hollywood?
Well, let's just put it this way. Orlando looks like they're doing a scare actor dining experience.
Huh.
Where you can dine with scare actors.
Okay, so we'll do Orlando first. Orlando, this is their 25th year.
Oh,
and I'm not going to be there, and I'm pissed off about that.
You have a chance.
Especially since they are doing a Freddy vs. Jason maze. And it says that from Cursed Camp Crystal Lake to the nightmarish 1428 Elm Street, awake or asleep, you'll find yourself caught in the middle of this epic battle. That'll be good. I can imagine that will be a good one. They are bringing a couple years ago in Hollywood, they did Insidious. So they are doing their version of Hollywood's first Insidious maze. They are doing a maze, not a scare zone, but a maze based on The Purge. I will be curious to YouTube that. They are bringing back a carbon copy of their 2013 maze, American Werewolf in London, which last year we went to in Hollywood, and it was pretty cool, except all the wolf's heads stayed to the right. It was like they were broken or someone had punched them or something.
Maybe they didn't want to hit anybody with the nose of it.
Yeah, that's very true. The original concepts, they are doing one about their body collectors. This is going to be a cool maze for you East Coast people because it says, the body collectors have returned descending upon Shady Brook Asylum to collect human parts. They require screams, echo the hallways as a blizzard rages outside. They, in Orlando, they have those big sound stages. A few years ago, they did a maze where they simulated snow. And apparently, they're going to simulate snow in this maze again, which is pretty freaking... Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild. They are doing a maze that'll make Kevin jealous, like Freddy vs. Jason makes me jealous. Alice in Wonderland in 3D. Follow the white rabbit through the looking glass and into a murderous 3D wonderland. In this world, all of Alice, or is this the world of Alice's mind, or all the images we see really enough to kill us?
Yep.
Damn, what about the caterpillar, dude? Or no, the Cheshire cat.
Yeah, it's Asylum in Wonderland.
Asylum in Wonderland, yes.
3D.
Holy
shit.
Run.
This year's lineup, I don't know, this year's lineup for Orlando, like, if I had to pick one year to go, I'd probably say maybe not this year, maybe, because Freddy vs. Jason, I think, will probably stay for maybe at least another year.
The one cool one, I think, is going to be that 25 Years of Horror, and it's, like, their big one with Jack and all the icons of the past 25 years. And new icons of horror. That house right there, Nicole and I, when we went to Halloween Horror Nights 20 in Orlando, they did something similar, and it was cool just to kind of walk through all the different scenes that they had done from past houses.
Dude, 5-year anniversary. You gotta go.
It's too late now.
I can confirm I will not be in Orlando. But now let's spend the most time talking about our Halloween Horror Nights. Los Angeles, October 31st, the night we will be there. Periscoping like a motherfucker. Halloween Horror Nights on Halloween. Let's do the... we'll actually spend some time talking about the scare zones. Because they are different this year. Purge... Urban Nightmare. So essentially, this is going to be a bigger Purge scare zone. They're going to have Big Daddy from the Purge 2 in his truck. The truck apparently is going to be roaming around. They did that in Orlando last year. The reason they're going to have room to do all this is because the Purge will be on the back lot, the lower lot. Instead of it being Walking Dead themed, is going to be Purge themed. This year.
Nice.
Thoughts on that?
I think it'll be good. I kind of wish that the Purge I mean, I kind of wish The Walking Dead would kind of do the backlot too. I know I'm like a huge fan of The Walking Dead. I know. But it's like they could do so much with it. But I mean, I'm down for The Purge too. So we'll see.
Corpses. This will be in the lot with. I think this will be on the French side street, on the upper lot. And it says, World War I, the war to end all wars, has left a swathe of destruction through war-torn France. The merciless slaughter caused by machine gun and mustard gas has turned no man's land into a field of corpses and constant artillery bombardment. Has turned the twisted network of trenches into sprawling graveyard. Now the slain soldiers, known as the Lost Generation, are rising from their graves and coming home. This seems like, to me, the same, like, when they don't have a concept, they just kind of slap on some costumes on some corpses and call it good.
Or like some guys shooting up in the windows, or just something that's like kind of
like it's
like
either like a French freak show, or
like a pig butcher thing.
Yeah,
it's like killing things.
Yeah, like it's the same type of thing year after year.
Okay, well they gotta have some filler.
Back the. Best
your favorite
dude.
Your favorite Krampus motherfucker.
Dude.
Krampus all up
again?
In the pitch.
Dark again? Christmas. Dark Christmas returns. John Murdy said on Twitter, Dark Christmas last year was the highest rated scare zone in the history of Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood. And Krampus, he's back, bitches. He is back. So, Dark Christmas. I'm going to get thrown out at some point for hugging Krampus. It almost happened last year. We tracked him down. Kevin got some pictures of me and the Kramp.
You're in an alleyway trying to, like, bombard him. He's like,
I was pretty
what
sure
the
he,
fuck is going on?
I was pretty sure he was, like, going to go take his 10-minute break, and
security.
I just kept following him.
Security.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna
be. I'm glad
be...
you don't have a shitty phone this year. Damn, upgrade. You had so many damn blurry photos from last year.
Yeah. So yeah, Krampus returned, same spot. The street that's like England is where he will be. And then the new one, the scare zone when you walk into the park that the stripper girls are representing and that start the opening ceremonies and all that is going to be called Exterminators. And the thing is, there's something terrible happening deep underneath the city streets. For decades, people have carelessly dumped dangerous chemicals down the drain, not thinking about the consequences of their actions. All that toxic waste has had a terrible effect on the denizens of our sewer system, spawning a hideous new hybrid that is part pest and part man. Now the persecuted pests are rising from the sewers and taking on their human oppressors. They were tweeting pictures of the makeup and masks for these guys. It's pretty fucking wicked looking.
Is it like Geordi, but human size?
It's like a dude who has a rat, his face, so a human face, but like the skin is raw, and he's trying to patch up holes with
Ew.
Rat skin. And
he's
then,
got a human face? Ew.
But he's got like chunks of his face missing, and he's got like rats growing out of it. There was another one he tweeted that was like this big fat guy and his mouth was filled with cockroaches. It looks pretty gnarly. So that will be the start of it. Terror Tram. This year, the Terror Tram may actually be the best Terror Tram we've ever seen, because where Terror Tram, are where Orlando has a maze based on this. The Terror Tram will be exclusively based on the Purge in L.A. And
I'm kind of stoked.
I feel like this is finally the concept that fits it.
Me too, especially with the car driving around. I feel like it's going to make it a little more exciting.
Yeah, I think this will be good.
Oh, there's a cool video. I'm going to watch it later.
Yeah, he's inviting you to the Purge party where there's arts and crafts and shit.
Uh-oh.
I like how you glossed over the show, which is the only show at HHN this year, and it's the fucking Jabberwockies.
What?
Yeah, so...
It's like the legit, not broke-ass Jabberwockies. It's like the real Jabberwockies from Las Vegas, the ones that won the... America's Best Dance Crew or whatever.
Season one, which
the only reason I'd want to watch it is because maybe watch it. I kind of don't even, just because they're actually the season one winners of America's Next Dance Crew or whatever.
Okay. Are you going to get up and dance a little,
Kev? I'm going to break their shit off or they're going to be thinking they're dope shit and I'll be like, watch this shit, motherfucker.
We should buy Kev one of the masks.
Oh my god.
So now let's get into the meat and potatoes, though. We have 6 mazes. There's a lot of jelly in these donuts this year. We will start at the bottom lot and work our way up to the top. So on the back lot with the Purge scare zone, the back lot with all the buildings. Last year they had taco trucks and shit down there. They like
hell yeah, that was dope.
The back lot is the place to be, really. They are bringing back
taco trucks. Oh my god.
So, whereas Orlando, this is another similarity between Orlando and LA this year, where Orlando brought back one of their highest rated mazes ever with American Werewolf in London. Hollywood is bringing back one of their highest rated mazes ever with Alien vs. Predator. So, a carbon copy of last year's maze in the soundstage, Alien vs. Predator is back.
And is it really a carbon copy?
They said it's the exact same thing as last year.
Dang it. What? I mean, it was good. It was good, okay?
I'm glad they're keeping it so your sister gets to see it because visually that thing was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
And I get to see it now.
Yeah. The Alien vs. Predator maze by far, visually, the amount of work that they put into that thing is huge.
Well, just the costumes and makeup alone are probably
top-notch. The only thing that I say visually compares even close is the year they did The Thing.
Oh, God. The Thing. That was like, out of everything we all did ever, that is the one point in time that we got, we're the very first people on that maze all night. The very first people. And they got our ass so good. I mean, we were just walking through the completely alone. There wasn't really anybody behind us, and everything was jumping out, like waiting for us.
Yeah.
That
big O's trailer thing with lights on it, that a huge ass horn. Fuck that thing. That shit was hella loud.
So Alien vs. Predator will be in that soundstage. Past maze locations, where that is at. If you're trying to picture in your mind. Where Black Sabbath was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving over to where The Walking Dead has been the last 2 years, this year that will be inhabited by the new Guillermo del Toro movie that is coming up. This is the other reason why I'm glad that we're going the last weekend this year, because all this new content shit that they're doing this will have already been out by the time we go to Halloween Horror Nights, so we'll be able to say, oh, it's that guy, it's this guy. But
yeah.
But that will be Crimson Peak.
Hmm.
And
that's taking the place of The Walking Dead, you're for sure?
That is where The Walking Dead will be. So Alien vs. Predator and Crimson Peak are your two mazes on the lowermost level.
Okay.
Really? Interesting.
Correct. So, Crimson Peak is a gothic ghost story where the guy who plays Loki from Thor and the Avengers and all that shit, he plays some other shit. I can't place him. It's Tom Huddleston. But it's like a really gothic thing, and John Murdy is saying that it's going to have like a maze-like feel to the maze, and you're not going to be able to like figure out where you are.
You know? Oh, cool.
So, I don't know. The gothic ghost story is a cool thing. The movie, Crimson Peak, it looks really good.
We should see it when we're down there.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Like Paranormal Activity, that was fucking crazy. Yeah. Remember, it was only out when Paranormal Activity 1 came out. It was only in a select few theaters because everybody thought it was going to be shitty. And remember, we were in Universal Studios and we got to see it because it was out there. It was at the AMC down there in Hollywood City Walk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. And look how much, I mean, that those movies made millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, I think it'll be interesting. I don't see it, like, coming back. I don't see it being a repeat maze.
Yeah.
But I think for what it's worth, it has the possibility for being, like, a sleeper good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember the sleeper good one from last year that we thought was going to be terrible?
Oh, don't say Dracula, bitch.
Yeah, full, yeah.
Moving up to the middle level.
Don't say Dracula, bitch.
So the middle level. This is the level with Jurassic Park, The Mummy, and Transformers. We have, for the fourth year in a row, and when we did this shit last year, we said, God, you know, they probably shouldn't do it anymore, but how are they not going to? How would they pass on the opportunity? Well, they're not going to pass on the opportunity, because not only is it back for a fourth year, but they are saying this, and just as a side note, as a little FYI, everybody's getting excited about Halloween Horror Nights 25 in Orlando. And John Murdy has kept this pretty quiet because he has not been in charge the entire time. But you know what? Either has the other guy who's in charge of Orlando. He hasn't been doing it for 25 years. But this is actually HHN 10 in LA. 10 years of Halloween Horror Nights in LA.
Have we been? Is this our ninth time?
This is. Hold on. Let me count the cups. 1, 2.
We've been here 8 years. 5, 6, 7, 8.
This will be our ninth year going. Yes.
Oh my god.
So, The Walking Dead returns in the biggest, longest, most scare actor staffed maze in HHN history. Kevin is happy.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait because the last season was so good and different than any other seasons before. I'm hoping they'll bring back those trailers from last season with all the... I mean, obviously, I'm looking at it right now. There's trailers with zombies in it with W's written on their foreheads. So I'm stoked. Not only that, is I'm stoked it's in a completely different area now. It's not even in where they had it before, so you know they're not bringing back the prison, which I don't even know why they brought back the prison last time, because they weren't in the prison at all, but they still did. I don't know, so whatever. But I'm just glad they moved it, because it's not going to be the same old shit. It's going to be different. I'm really excited. Let's read what it says, because that's how excited I am about it. Let's see. It says, welcome to The Walking Dead Wolves Not Far, where you relive the most intense moments of the show as you try to escape the horrors of cannibalism in Terminus. So they're in Terminus, okay? A lonely backwoods church cursed by sins of its pastor. So boom, there we go. last season's church, and a FEMA camp where the government has lost all control. Boom. There we go. FEMA camp. Cool. I'm into it. Your journey will lead you into a sprawling warehouse facility where a mysterious new threat that calls themselves the Wolves ready to spring the ultimate trap. So
that's going to be your ending scene.
Yeah, so the ending scene will be the trap. Those trailers and that one where Glenn almost died with the black kid, and I can't remember his name, from Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, the revolving door thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I hope they bring back that. That would be freaking hella cool, because that was a very big, iconic part of that season, you know?
Definitely.
Spoilers, by the way, if anybody hasn't seen that.
I can see the ending scene of this maze being very much like the background on the website, like you're walking through and a bunch of tractor trailers are there, and one of them like flies open and there's zombies in it.
That would be really cool. Like, it'd be really cool if you went through halfway and you're like freaking out and they're still not open, and then all of a sudden you're kind of like locked in, you're like trapped, it's like a hallway full of trailers and they just all open at once and zombies start flooding out. Oh my god, that'd be crazy.
That would be pretty dope.
I'm getting too worked up over this. I should probably stop.
Mike, we're still 2 months out.
Yeah.
This is the end. Not of the show, but they're doing a maze based on the movie, This Is the End.
Oh. I was like, wait, what?
This one will apparently...
We're going to see Seth Rogen in there.
Apparently, this is going to be where they have had, like, where Clowns was last year, where The Evil Dead was, where Silent Hill was.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Silent Hill was good.
Save your past, because we're gonna go through. That's how we end the show, the preview show, by picking your favorites. We'll get to it in a minute. So this is a 3D maze. I think this maze. Here's the thing about 3D mazes at Halloween Horror Nights. Is they do the 3D thing to decrease the cost of the set value. So when they're not going to make it look as good, they're going to call it 3D. And it'll still, I'm sure, be cool or whatever, but it never ceases to amaze that the fact that the 3D maze every year is on the bottom.
Uh-huh. And you know, it's sad. Is because the 3D maze that we were waiting for forever, it wasn't 3D, like we weren't waiting for the 3D, but the maze that we were waiting for forever was fucking Rob Zombie's maze, and I feel like I wasn't let down, but I just know that it could have been better.
That maze.
How dare you?
That maze was, that maze was a good maze without the 3D glasses on.
Yeah.
I remember walking through that without wearing the 3D glasses, just because I thought, for this very reason, that it took away. I actually suggest, if you are going to Halloween Horror Nights or anything with a 3D effect, that you wear it with the glasses once and then wear it without the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it takes away, a lot of the time it'll take away from the house itself. Returning to the Jurassic Park queue, I'm extremely excited about it. It was my favorite 2 years ago. This time it's based on the entire trilogy, Insidious Returns.
What?
It is back, and they are saying that you are going to walk... Insidious? Insidious was the maze of the year 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites. I just can't believe it. That's cool. They're bringing it back.
And they said that you're going to walk through the red door once to transition into... So you're going to walk into the house to transition into Insidious 1. You will walk through a red door to transition into the further into Insidious 2. And then you will walk through a red elevator door to transition into Insidious 3.
Nice.
So all three of them will be represented. Insidious 3 is the scariest fucking thing I've seen all year. I think it's because I went and actually just watched it by myself one day. So I was fucking jumping all over the place. It's a creepy movie.
Rewatch it. Let's rewatch it. I don't think I've seen it.
We can rewatch it.
Yeah, let's watch it tomorrow night when you get off work.
At 9 o'clock.
Download it.
So, that leaves us with the last maze. The only maze that will be on the top level with the scare zones and the show, The Simpsons Ride. The one maze, it'll be taking the... it'll be in the spot that Dracula was in last year, right next to Mel's die-in. The king is home. He has returned to the West Coast. Michael Myers is back at Halloween Horror Nights, Los Angeles.
And what actual day are we going on? The first, right?
Halloween.
We're going on Halloween?
On Halloween.
You know what that means, motherfucker.
Halloween night, a Halloween maze, face-to-face encounter with the guy that is synonymous with Halloween. Triple H. Halloween.
What I'm hoping for is that either it will be Halloween and the scare actors will be so excited that it's Halloween that they really want to put on a good performance, or they're all going to be like, why the fuck are we working today, and be all fucking upset that they don't have Halloween off.
I will read the caption for this one like you read for Walking Dead, because this is the one I'm most excited for. October 31st, 1963 is a day that forever haunt the small town of Haddonfield, Illinois. That night, 6-year-old boy Michael Myers inexplicably stabbed his sister to death. The family house where the murder took place has sat abandoned for all these years, the source of endless tales about the boogeyman, Michael Myers. The local children believe the house is haunted. They may be right. Welcome to Halloween, Michael Myers Comes Home. A terrifying new haunted attraction based on the classic movie that spawned an entire genre of horror. Return to the town of Haddonfield on Halloween night, which we are actually doing this on Halloween night. The night he came home to take his bloody revenge. Michael Myers is waiting for you in the dark, relentlessly stalking you at your every turn. And just remember, you can't kill the boogeyman.
Oh my god.
I am beyond excited for this one. He is my favorite. It's my favorite movie of all time. He is my favorite horror icon of all time. He just won the goddamn horrific network Terminant to be claimed the champion of champions.
Oh, he did.
So, yeah, I'm excited for Michael Myers in the flesh this year at Halloween Horror Nights. We will close the preview show like we did last year. Now, Kevin, I'll let you go first. If you were going to design a Halloween Horror Nights event, and you can have mazes and scare zones from any of the past or present mazes from this year or any year before that you have gone through, pick your top 5 mazes and top 3 scare zones that you would put together.
Damn. Okay. That's a lot. I was hoping like one in one maybe. But let's see. If I could make one, I don't know. I mean, it's rough. I mean, there's ones that have good concepts that don't turn out as good as they should be, you know? Like, I really like...
Hey, Kev.
Huh.
Yeah?
I gotta go, guys.
Okay.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wait a second. On that note, my favorite HHM is Rob Zombie. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That one's good, too.
Okay.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye.
Okay. So, definitely, I mean, I really liked the feeling of the thing, but I think that was more like how we felt inside the maze, not the actual maze itself, even though the maze itself was really good and really well done. Mm-hmm. Now, that one was good. Definitely, I would do something with Silent Hill again. Definitely, 100%. Silent Hill is one of my most iconic, scary, slash, like, things that have always scared me throughout the ages. I think if they brought that back and did it up really well, I think they could. And it doesn't have to be after the video game. It doesn't have to be after a movie. They can do their own fucking thing with it. Just do Silent Hill in general, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's what I would say, probably that. I mean, a good, like, Freddy maze would be good, or if they could even do it, maybe a good Chucky maze, like, would be awesome, because Chucky as a kid, you know, like, really scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think. I think Insidious was good, so I'm really excited for that, mm-hmm. but, I mean, just making sure doing Walking Dead really good. Like, this year, I'm not trying to get my hopes up. Because, you know, every time you get your hopes up for something, no matter what, it can't, like, you know, trump your hopes, you know? So,
yeah.
I'm just hoping they really do that. But I think that my main, like, having Rob Zombie come back and do something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not dissing him at all, I swear. But just maybe rethink that a little bit.
So, your five houses would be...
It. Rob Zombie coming back for sure.
Yeah,
so
there's
boom,
one.
Silent Hill.
Two.
Okay.
Walking five. Dead.
Walking Dead. Okay, yeah.
Three.
And let's say a good Freddy maze. Like, I'm talking, you know, being in the pipes and the boilers and all that good shit. Like, really good. It has to be really good. Okay.
Okay, there's four.
Ooh, boom. Hold on. Pause that. Freddy in the front. Where the DJ remix is.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know, the boiler kind of type area? Like, redo it. That would be dope. I think that would be, they could really do it there. And then I would say, I don't know, throw me out any other suggestions. I'm thinking on my fifth one, a good Chucky maze. But I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Then how about your scare zones?
Scare zones. I really like The Purge. I feel like every year they do that really well, and I'm mm-hmm. really excited about it, just because how the atmosphere of HHN, it being in the city and stuff, like, really gives that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Krampus, I thought was really good. I really did think that was really good. And I'm thinking... There was, like, a French one. Not French Market, but...
The Freak Show thing.
I think it was like probably last year or the circus. Year before when I went with my cousin. I don't know. It's like one of those 2 years where there was like a good like French type thing that was off the hook.
Yeah, it was like a French freak show circus thing.
And the makeup was really good in it.
Yeah.
Too. That's what I would say.
I would say Michael Myers.
Okay.
Insidious.
Okay.
I would bring back Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The first first one. Not the one from like 3 years ago. The one from like 5 years. When we first went. 8 years ago. God, it's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah.
That one.
I'm gonna say, in my head, I'm thinking something. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm thinking something. And if you say it, I'll be pissed because now I just rethought my Chucky one. I'm going to take that out and put some nails in.
My number four. So I got Michael Myers... the Insidious, and then Texas Chainsaw. My number four would be Saw.
Ah, oh, fucker. I was thinking that one, too.
Because that one was so good for
Dude,
a couple
Saw
years.
Saw was fucking dope.
And then number...
Come on, say it.
Number five would probably... it's kind of a tie between It, but I think I would let... Just because he said in his mind when they were doing negotiations... That they had in mind a trilogy of mazes, and they did two, and they never did the third one. I want to see what that third one would be. I would have Alice Cooper come back and do his third.
Mm-hmm. Alice Cooper. He had some good ones. He did have some good ones. He did 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
So. He did do last year, right? He did do it. That was the second one, right?
No, it's been like 3 or 4 years. They did the first one. Where it was like you went through that rundown house.
Yeah, that was like him as a little boy, right?
Yeah. And then the year after that was the big tickets to hell, like go to hell type of a thing.
Okay.
So I would be curious. They've never said what the third one was going to be based on. So I'd be curious to see him do it.
Yeah.
Scare zones,
Hold on, real quick. You know what you didn't think of?
What?
Fucking Hostel, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Dude, remember in Hostel, like you said the secret word or whatever, and you got, I still have that business card with them that they kissed it.
Oh yeah, I still got that too, yeah, yeah.
That was cool. Tight. It was like two slutty hot chicks in the front, and they're like, what's the secret word? I'm like, oh, damn, yeah. So I say that shit, and they kiss the card right there, boom, and hand it to you. And lipstick and everything perfectly right on there. They were fucking hot, too. They were digging me, for real.
They got the, I still got the one from Specs and Echols, the from Insidious, like the year after that, their little paranormal investigating card. Scare zones would have to be Krampus, hands down. I'm like, Krampus, Krampus, and Krampus.
Just all Krampus, the whole fucking thing. Just say
I would do Krampus. I would do in the front.
I think you should, if they did Krampus in the front, that would be kind of cool.
Krampus needs his own house at some point.
Yeah. I bet you next year. I bet you. Depending on how good it does this year.
In the front, I don't know if you remember, they did like a Southern preacher guy one year, and there was a bunch of demons running around. I'd bring that back. That was cool. And my third scare zone, I would probably give the Purge like the lower lot and let them run wild with it.
Yeah.
So with that, man, we get ready for the hype to start really rolling, because we are now in full-on countdown mode to haunt season. So we thank you for listening. Hope this proved to be some use and to get you excited for the haunt season as well. And good luck in whatever one you visit.
I am excited. I am glad you brought me on. I super appreciate it. Just a heads up, we're going to be doing scare stuff. I feel like 2 months of scare stuff, bro, which is all scary shit. Like, we're going to get on, next time we're going to get on Reddit, Creepypasta, okay? And we're just going to go ham on Creepypasta and read all kinds of crazy shit. So that's what I think we should do. And just all scary shit for 2 months, just getting ready for it.
Sounds good to me. All right, take it easy.